This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Dozens of secondhand Leopard 1 tanks on their way to Ukraine. The tanks once belonged to Belgium, but an arms dealer who bought them 5 years ago said he sold them to another European country who plans on giving them to Ukraine. Said he can't name the country because of a confidentiality clause. There were more Russian missile attacks on Ukraine Tuesday. Details on the damage from VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gonzada.
Head of the Donetsk region, Pavlo Krylenko, said that there was a two high-rise building, private houses, administrative buildings, and hotel were destroyed during and damaged during this attack.
Pakistan's parliament is due to be dissolved Wednesday, ushering in a technocrat-led interim government to oversee an election that will not include the country's most popular politician, Imran Khan. The country has been in political turmoil since the former international cricket star was booted from power in April last year, culminating in his being jailed for graft. By law, elections should be held within 90 days of parliament's dissolution, but the outgoing government has already warned that there will likely be delays. Former President, U.S. President Donald Trump's attorneys and the federal prosecutors trying to convict him for crimes related to overturning the U.S. presidential election results in 2020 will be back in court on Friday. The prosecutors have asked a judge to limit the evidence Trump can reveal to the public, afraid he'll use it to intimidate witnesses. His defense says it's his First Amendment right to do so. This is VOA News. Geopolitical events such as war or the dissolution of a government, like the collapse of the Soviet Union, can leave people without a country. In the United States, more than 200,000 people are living in a stateless status. VOA's immigration reporter Eileen Barros has more.
Karina Embartman Clow is a stateless person living in the United States.
I was born in a country that doesn't exist anymore.
She is one of about 218,000 people in the United States who do not hold citizenship anywhere. Now, U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it's setting up new procedures to clarify what stateless means for immigration purposes. The DHS announcement promises to outline examples of information and evidence that can be used by citizenship and immigration officers to help stateless people get documentation, like a U.S. green card. Eleni Barros, VOA News, Washington.
With more than 10,000 rapes recorded in the first 3 months of this year alone and more than 900 women killed, people say there isn't much to celebrate as South Africa marks its National Women's Day on Wednesday. More now from the VOA's Kate Bartlett.
Women's Day, marked every year on August 9th in South Africa, is a public holiday that commemorates a historic protest of unjust laws under the then apartheid regime. Caroline Peters, a women's rights activist, explains.
And it comes from the call to action in 1956 by 20,000 women that marched onto the union buildings in Pretoria singing Watinta Bafazi Watintu Mbokodo.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has said South Africa has levels of gender-based violence that are comparable to countries that are at war. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The World Bank has paused new investments in Uganda because of Uganda's new anti-LGBTQ law. The bank says it contradicts the bank's values after sending a team into Uganda to review the bank's portfolio. The law was enacted in May and carries the death penalty for what it calls aggravated homosexuality, an offense that includes transmitting HIV through gay sex. The World Bank, as of 2022, had provided $5.4 billion in international association financing to Uganda. WeWork, Incorporated, on Tuesday raised substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. Three board members have stepped down. Its share prices dropped 27% in extended trading. More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.